Module 4, Disrespectful Behavior. Disrespectful behaviors are not part of our jobs and can lead to lower productivity, stress, and various long-term health issues. Unfortunately, instances of disrespect are common and become normalized in our everyday work lives. It is important to recognize disrespectful actions in order to deal with the problem and find a positive solution. Why these behaviors arise? There are many motives that will cause people to behave in a disrespectful manner, and in some cases, they may not feel as though this is disrespectful behavior. Some instances may be more easily identified than others based on the extent of the actions presented. Our background plays an immense role in shaping the way we behave with others. The behavior that we grow up learning, as well as cultural differences, will influence our thought process and affect what we see as respectful or disrespectful. Acceptable behavior in one household or culture may be insulting in another. Because they have been exposed to this type of behavior, they may not know any better and see it as normal. Everyday stresses can also play a part in how we express ourselves to others. Personal problems and frustrations can lead to lashouts that would not normally occur. Someone who embodies low self-esteem will typically express negativity to his or her surrounding environment. It is important to try to think before acting in these circumstances, and remember that lashing out in a disrespectful manner can have negative effects. Discrimination. Employment discrimination is the unequal treatment of a fellow employee or applicant based on personal attributes such as race, sex, age, disability, or sexual orientation. Discrimination is a violation of human rights, in which this violation may be intentional or unintentional. Despite whether there is intent in the act of discrimination, it can be harmful and lead to a toxic work environment. Examples of employment discrimination include, but are not limited to, disallowing an employee time off to celebrate a religious holiday, being assigned impossible tasks, unequal pay as an employee with the same qualifications and experience, having information withheld from you, firing an employee because they are pregnant or injured. Bullying. The concept of bullying is similar to discrimination, in that they both create physical or emotional harm on another individual, circulating around the idea of control and psychological power. Bullying is the repeated act of harming or humiliating someone for different reasons, such as the desire to advance social status, feeling insecure, or even being the target of bullying themselves. Loss of sleep and productivity, anxiety and stress are just a few of the outcomes that the victim of bullying might feel. The victim will typically struggle to defend him or herself, causing a feeling of hopelessness. Harassment. Harassment is a form of discrimination that involves unwanted physical or verbal behavior. These behaviors are typically offensive, but are common and become unreported or unnoticed in the workplace. Harassment is disrespectful behavior that persists over time, in which some instances are even against the law. Harassment is not always recognizable. However, more obvious disrespectful conduct, such as offensive jokes, threats, or name-calling, are all considered harassment. There are different forms of harassment that can arise in a workplace setting. Sexual harassment. Unwanted sexual behavior or sexual gestures, invading one's personal space, or any unwelcome conduct. Sexual harassment is against the law and should be reported immediately. Physical harassment. Physical attacks, direct threats, or destruction of one's property. Psychological harassment. The major impact on one's well-being as it affects the individual mentally. This behavior includes disregarding, denying, or isolating the individual. Power harassment. Characterized by a power imbalance that includes excessive demands or acts of intimidation. Discriminatory harassment. Harassing an individual based on gender, race, religion, age, or disability. What is not harassment? As mentioned, circumstances of harassment are not always obvious or can be contradictory as to whether these instances are considered harassment, especially since humans all have different perceptions of what is considered respectful. There is a fine line as to whether conduct is harassment or not harassment. For an action to be determined as harassment, it must be improper and offensive, causing harm or humiliation. When considering whether an incident is harassment, a few questions may come to mind. Does this action offend you or negatively affect you? Is this behavior personally directed at you? Has this incident occurred more than once? Is this behavior inappropriate or improper? Has this affected you emotionally or physically? Are you being treated differently from other employees? Actions that are not considered harassment are those that have mutual consent between the employees, including a compliment on the appearance of another employee, a friendly hug or pat on the back, assigning tasks to an individual, disputes or disagreements. Unfortunately, there are some instances where an employee may allege harassment when it is not actually a form of harassment. For example, if an employee is not satisfied with the outcome of a performance review, they may allege harassment, as they perceive they are being treated differently. Allegations of harassment are serious, and it is crucial to be certain that these conditions constitute harassment prior to any further action. Case study. Simon works as a data entry clerk at a paper supply company. Lately, Simon has been feeling as though his boss Sam is not treating him fairly. Sam had discussed Simon's performance review and informed Simon that he needs to better his time management skills and improve his numbers in order to reach the same number of entries as the other data entry clerks in the office. Simon sees this as a form of power harassment from Sam and approaches Louise, the human resources representative, with his concerns. Louise examines the situation and takes everything Simon has informed her very seriously. She explains to Simon that this is not Sam harassing him, but that Sam is providing these instructions to help improve Simon's work performance. She proceeds to help Simon understand what harassment is and sets up a meeting with both Simon and Sam. The three of them discuss ways in which Simon can improve, as well as how Sam can ensure Simon feels respected by him.